My people, my people, my people. What's going on, y'all? It's Carter Slay. Like, it's been a minute since I even made a podcast. I've been thinking about doing one for a while. I just been real, like, living life, you know. I literally lived in, like, three different cities since I last made the podcast. So, like, I just been living and trying to, like, work and maintain a lifestyle. And we still got first class. We just dropped two videos, Long and Ratchet Rings, Double R. The videos for those right now on YouTube, First Class Records, Long, First Class Records, Ratchet Rings. We directed both of those as well. Shout out Scotty P. Shout out Scott Fresh. Scotty P got some new music coming. Boominati Scotty dropping real soon, real soon. Like, we still got good music coming soon. Like, got my new story here, Wraith. That's it should be dropping later on today. Smoking a big blunt. Feeling good today. Like, yeah, I feel real good. How y'all feel? How y'all feel? Yeah, so real quick, I got a question. I'm going to always start. What I'm going to do now is that I'm going to just ask y'all questions. Not ask y'all questions, but I'm going to have one question that it just sit for y'all. So at the end of the day, I'm going to ask y'all this question at the end of the podcast and then just give y'all something to resonate on, something to think about. You feel me? So, yeah, like, what's been new? Like, I've been learning a whole lot, still learning about a lot of shit, still learning about a lot of stuff going on in the world, such as, like, now I've been getting down to, like, real, real facts, because I think I got a pretty good idea of what's actually going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, if I'm going to have a guest on here as well. You know, like, I got a whole structure plan for how I'm going to do my podcast. But, yeah, let's get right into it. Right now, I'm going to start talking about AI, artificial intelligence, because that shit low-key scaring me. It ain't scaring me, but it's just creepy shit. Like, it's fucking... My thing is, like, if Siri is a robot. Siri herself is a robot because it could communicate with you. It could pull up information that you're looking for about voice recognition, stuff like that. And it's just like they got robots in Tokyo, Japan, Chinese, America, Russia, and all these robots, they fucking like can do human shit like Disney. Disney even got their own set of robots. It's called animatronics, like they robots, but they look realistic as fuck. Like they got just... YouTube animatronics, Disney animatronics, or just animatronics, and those are realistic robots. They got like so they can do like a lot of facial expressions and shit like that. There's this robot called Sophia. She can basically like talk and answer and generate her own answers and responses to questions and shit like that. Like it's robots that can like. It's dog robots that can, like, open doors and they can, like, fucking walk and run and pick themselves up if they fall. It's robots that can, like, shoot real good. Disney, once again, Disney, they got their own robots where they can fucking, like, do backflips off ropes and jump into little holes. Like, human-sized robots, too. Like, human-sized robots, straight up. Doing backflips and shit. And it's just like, damn, like, they really moving forward. Like, they got robots now where fucking the robot build the other robot. And the robot that is building, it tell them how to build it better. So they basically teach each other how to make more, better versions, like, of themselves, like shit, like. And it's real shit going on, real shit going on. Like, they got robots that can teach each other how to build. And they got robots that can, like, fucking, you know what I'm saying, teach each other. They teaching each other. So if you got two super robots who connected to Google, like Siri, if you got Siri connected to Google and Siri builds a robot, and then, and she don't even build the robot, she put a plan out to a different, like, machine of how to build this robot. And then every time Siri get new updates, like, oh, no, well, instead of using, let's say, silicone, we could use metal. And I know that probably don't make sense to some people who really, like, know what I'm talking about. But it's like, this though, like, it'd be like, yeah, we could use silicone instead of metal. And then on your next blueprint, you got metal instead of silicone, so your robot's stronger and more durable. And then Siri could do the same thing. Shit, like, well, they just made this new technology, your batteries, where it's solar power. So now you can add the solar power blueprints to the full robot, so you can just always build on top of it. And Siri is, like, way faster than a lot of us can look up information. Like, Siri way faster than a lot of us, you feel me? So imagine if you got two Siris teaching each other shit. You feel me? Like, it's just crazy. Like, what y'all think about AI, like artificial intelligence? They literally got, like, they got shit. Like, they coming up with shit. These real, like, people, like, I'll be on Instagram, fucking, and I follow this thing called Wilver, Amber, something like that. It's basically, like, technology. It just be showing, like, different technologies. Like, they got aquatic, like, robots, like, fish robots and robots that could dive, like, humanoid robots that look like humans, and they can dive, like, deep into the ocean and get, like, stuff that humans ain't going to or can't go to. They can do it and pick up shit and, like, look at shit and analyze shit and know what the fuck shit is, like. It's getting crazy. On top of all of that, we got, like, fucking, like, still, like, sections of the government messed up, you feel me? Like, and I say sections because, like, I used to be like, the government always do this, but then it'd be like, what part of the government am I talking about? And those be, like, sections I'll be knowing about, like, huh? They controlling the weather. This nigga Bill Gates got weather control technology, like, dude. And us normal people, we don't even fuck with each other. Like, people, like, ain't fucking with each other no more. You feel me? Like, the world is getting, like, weirder and weirder. The world is getting weird as fuck. Like, people ain't fucking with each other, but it's people plotting to fuck us over. And some of us don't even fuck with our own families, you feel me? Like, some of us just be, like, not fucking with nobody. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. We don't got no love no more. Everybody looking over their shoulder, which is, like, not a bad thing. Like, you're supposed to be aware and, like, look around and stuff like that, but if you get what I'm saying, like, you'll see, like, everybody, it seems like everybody, like, looking to get hurt, and everybody just looking to see who gonna hurt them, you feel me? Like, nobody looking to see, like, no love. It's no love. Like, you feel what I'm saying? It's it's no love. No love. And it's crazy, because that's the world we live in, straight up. But it's just like, when is that gonna change, too? Like, when are people just gonna start? Like, because it can change with just you. Like, that's what I'm realizing. Like, if you do the right thing, it's gonna be good. Like, if you do the right thing, and by you, I mean you listening to this podcast. Like, you feel me? Like, me, for example, if I was listening to the podcast and I heard that, I would be like, damn, I could just do the right thing. And it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not even about doing the right thing. Because think about it, like, the world is fucking billion years old. The world old as fuck. A lion been killing a zebra for a long time. Alligators been killing fucking and eating shit for a long time. Like, so it ain't about, like, fucking, it's about, like, because is a lion bad for eating a zebra? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lion ain't bad for eating a zebra, you feel me? Like, so we just gotta change our notion of thinking. I'm not saying go out and kill people, nah. I'm saying a lion for sure will attack you before it attack one of its own lions. If you was in the middle of a lion, you listening to this podcast, if you went to the jungle, to the safari, and fucking, it was hella lions, and you just was right in the middle of a plenty packs of lions, they will attack you first before they even attack another lion. Same with hippo, same with deer. You feel me? Not saying deer even attack humans, but it's just the concept. Like, a deer will run away from you before it run away from one of its own. And then my thing is, it don't even be about color. Like, lions, like, it be some albino lions. It be some black tigers. It be some fucking, you know what I'm saying? Just different types of bears. It be different whales and shit like that. Different types of dolphins. Different ants. Different types of ants. Different types of fucking wolves and hyenas. And shit like that. And they are like, not saying they all fuck with each other because they be clashing with each other, but at the end of the day, they like, they will fuck up a lot. If it's plenty packs of hyenas and it's a chicken, even if them hyenas don't like each other, if it's a big ass like hippo and a pack of hyenas, even if the hyenas just was fighting each other and like not even in the same packs, they will attack the hyena, the hippo first before they even attack each other. And humans don't do that, like. Humans don't do that. Humans fucking, like, compare all the times where humans kill other species. Like, all the fish we done killed by now. Like, in all. Compare to all the times we done killed deer during hunting. Like, humans, all the humans in the world, they're all history. If you had a number for how many times we killed different animals, and they had a number for how many times humans kill humans, it would be like fucking, I ain't saying it would be like higher, but it would be up there. Like, that shit would be high as fuck. You feel me? And if you had a comparison to that same number as humans kill humans to how many lions kill lions in history, and how many bears kill bears, and how many sharks kill sharks, you feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, hyenas and hyenas, wolves and wolves, see that number, you'll be shocked. Like, damn, like, not only are humans killing animals for no reason, because we don't be having no reason to kill ants. Like, we don't be having no reason at all to kill a lot of bugs we kill. We just do it. And I understand, like, sometimes, like, I be thinking, like, if we was in that spider territory, that motherfucker would kill me too, for sure. You feel me? But, like, I just don't be, I just don't understand it, like, I don't know, I just be confused, but that's why, you know what I'm saying, I be making with y'all, like I said, because I still be learning about different shit, you know what I'm saying, like, what y'all been learning, like, y'all been learning about any of this shit I'm talking about, like, cause y'all can't lie and say this shit ain't confusing though. This shit confusing. Learning about fucking singularities and fucking the golden ratio, the Fibonacci sequence, all that shit. Like, I'm learning about some fucked up people too. You feel me? Cause, like, fucking, and I'm, Carter Slay is really high right now. Really chop. You feel me? Finna breathe the bog out. But shit, like, some people got their own vices. Like, a lot of people are hearing this and be like, oh, you smoking, man. It's just like, some people got their own vices. Like, yeah. Some people drink a whole lot. You feel me? I really ain't a drinker. I sip and shit. But I really ain't a drinker like that. You feel me? I also like to, like, draw a lot, too. And I also like to, like, research shit a lot. Like, I think I smoke just as much as I, like, look up shit. You feel me? Just as much as I, like, read different documents and watch different documentaries and research YouTube different shit, I smoke just as much. Probably less. I probably do that more than I smoke. You know what I'm saying? I've been drinking hot water in the mornings. Like, hot water, a cup of hot water. Just to clean my system out. I've been walking a whole lot. Walking. A whole lot. I've been thinking about a whole lot of shit. Just about, it's the time where we gotta start doing shit. Like, if you listening to this, whatever you want to do, like, this is what I need to get to. Like, if you listening to this, whatever you want to do, just start doing that shit. It's literally time to just start doing it. Like, why talk about it? Why talk about it? Why think about it? Like, it's just time to start doing shit. You feel me? Just start doing shit. Like, I've been just doing shit for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? You still gotta maintain that balance of, you gotta maintain a balance. You just can't do what everybody else wants you to do, because then you're not creating, then you're not being your own individual. You know what I'm saying? We already are products of our environment. Which means ever since you've been born, you've been fucking, like, being what the TV and what people around you, what you've been learning from them. You know what I'm saying? And think about how many people you've been learning gestures from and learning, like, sayings from and learning, like, how to deal with certain shit. You feel me? Like, you've been learning different shit from different people that's just around you your whole life. I know a lot of people who ain't even been on airplanes before. I know a lot of people who ain't even been out their own city. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's some people who just been learning from themselves, TV, and fucking, like, the people around them, their whole life. They just been learning from those that. And you gotta think, some people don't watch no, like, intel, like, TV that build them, like help you learn. Some people don't watch Discovery Channel. Some people don't watch, like, the news. Even though the news is bullshit, it's, you can learn from it. Just, you can learn fake guesses. You can learn lies. Especially if you're doing research about shit on your own and you learn about shit on your own. Then you can read the, listen to the news and be like, well, why are they saying this if I just learned this? You know what I'm saying? So you can pick the news apart. So it's fun to, like, do that shit with the news. But then, like, some people don't watch the news. Some people don't watch Discovery Channel. Some people don't watch science channels. Some people literally just be watching, like, Hip Hop Atlanta. And I get that Empire Power. Shit like that. And I get that shit to entertain. Sometimes you do need to entertain yourself. You feel me? It's not wrong to entertain yourself. It's just the fact that some people only do that. Some people only, like, watch music videos on YouTube. Some people don't watch interviews on YouTube. But some people don't watch, like, history documentaries or, like, slave documentaries. Some people don't read books. You feel me? So you just been learning from the people that you and watching and seeing and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. And some people, unfortunately, just ain't been focused on the right shit. It's, I get it. You've been focused on what you want to focus on. So it's basically like you can do what you want to do. I understand that. So you don't have to focus on nothing. But I'm just saying, like, for the betterment of people, I was focusing on some of those things and not some of the things that do actually matter and are important and would have life impacting things. I was focusing on entertainment over focusing on information. How is that a good thing? How would that help our society? I get it can make some people more creative, but if you just only learn about the creative and you don't got a story to create it, you know, because movies, they started off plays and shit. They started off telling about stories about history. That's how the play was began. They started making plays about what was going on, you know. And it's just like, they still doing that in the music industry. They just using like superheroes and like different scenarios to distract y'all from something. Because like I said in that, that Avengers movie, and Tony Stark made that robot, and it started making itself. They doing that, like I just was explaining. They doing that shit. The robot teaching itself how to get stronger and shit, and get like better, and then just remaking robots. And robots can do shit like that. Just like they can do all that shit that movie did. And how that movie talking about they make artificial intelligence. Because that's what they did, made a computer into, like, life. You see, like, it's, yeah. But some people don't know the real history, so they looking at it for the entertainment. So it's just really subconsciously getting you aware of something. So then you always just come like, oh, I did know that, or whatever. But it's just about having that balance, you feel me? Like, gotta have that balance. What happened to the balance, right? And if you listening to this, like, think about what I'm saying. Like, don't just listen to it. Like, think about what I'm saying, you feel me? Like, am I even saying some bullshit or am I telling you some shit and you should look it up? Like, I'm 22 years old, like, 22. I know, like, Carter Slade, he ain't gonna, like, just mention this shit just off GP, like, nah, like, listen. And then think about it and then do your own research about the shit. Like, that's how I'm finding shit out. Like, do your own research. Like, what I figured, like, they use fucking reading. And they said, don't teach the slaves how to read. You know what I'm saying? So they can't find the information. Now reading is doing the research. They not gonna do, don't give them the research, make them do it on their own. And then they not gonna do the research because they're gonna be lazy. So you do the research, you learn how to read, you learn how to understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like the slaves is doing, they was learning how to read. They was reading the books and all that shit, and then they was understanding what was going on. And it's like, oh, shit, these niggas trying to do all this to us and all this. Then they start, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody like Frederick Douglass, what you think a day in his life was like? You listening to that? Think about Frederick Douglass. Like, what you think about he? What you think he was doing? On his daily life, not like what you know factually, like just his, look at his daily life during the time when black people getting killed, hung, slavery, you know what I'm saying? Frederick Douglass was around when slavery was in it. But it's just like, what you think he was doing? What you think the streets look like? The streets where Frederick Douglass was around, and the street lamps and the buildings are not. Like, how is people getting around? Because right now we'll see cars and shit like that. What do you think that look like? And Frederick Douglass just walking somewhere. What you think he was doing? You feel me? Like, that's what I be thinking about. Like, what do you think Egypt looked like? Because I know they said the pyramids was all white at one point. It was all white. They had like gold tips. And the streets were white. What that looked like? That looked probably raw. And just people walking around. Just like. Doing their thing. In Africa, imagine Africa, like, back in the times where we would, like, think about us being, like, kings and queens, and, like, because it was only, like, one king, or, like, you know what I'm saying, like, one king per country type deal, if you want to relate it to now. Or one ambassador for every country. It's one king, probably, period, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. King Tut was the king of Egypt. What about different versions? Because Egypt is in Africa, but it's different parts of Africa. You know what I'm saying? So, what did you think that was like? With just a bunch of, like, black people and people of color, like, was just out here, just grinding. Just grinding. Doing what they gotta do. Because they said they wasn't worshiping Jesus. And you can kind of tell because Europeans, of course, they tried to colonize it. So they made us worship Jesus. They used to beat us and like, shit like that. But y'all know that, though. You feel me? Y'all know that. But, like, even Native Americans, like, I got Blackfoot Indian. I'm finna say Blackfeet Indian. You could call them either, but I got Blackfoot Indian in my blood, and I got Chautauqua Indian in my blood. So I'm like, got Native American in me too, you feel me? And I don't know if I got more Native American in me than African American, but if you think about it, they're the same thing, kind of. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like that, you know what I'm saying? What you think life is like? And then these niggas, the white people, the colonizers, came over to America. And they was finna get shot up and shit, but Columbus and they had a black dude with them. And he talked to the Indians, they took him in, they fed him, they got him healthy. They showed him how to farm the land, and showed him how to agriculture and shit like that. And then the white people started forcing it. They started forcing it. You could, like this, Christopher Columbus, this nigga brother, and him, he got like journals and shit. But they was writing, they got him. You could look it up. They was talking about how they used to kill him and rape him and shit like that. Like, this nigga Christopher Columbus was raping little boys. You feel me? I know I'm probably talking low, but it's just like, this shit is real. And they don't tell you. They call it his story, but the his, a lot of people be like, his story, you know what I'm saying? But it be like, it's his story because they don't tell you the history from our perspective. They don't tell you the history from like a black person's perspective. They tell you from a perspective of on top, being on top and if you look at history, they like the on top in the United States and on top from Britain and shit like that. They'll never talk about the history from on the bottom or being drug over here. Like, they'll never tell that side because that's a different history. That's make this place look like a fucking factory. You know how it look like a, it make it look like a fucking, a shoe shop. Like, you know when they be having like, it look like, remember the 1920s? When little kids was working at factories and stuff like that, and they're getting paid little money, and like adults was working there, old people was working there, and they ain't getting that much money. Imagine like that, like, but it's the country is the factory. Imagine that. The country, the factory. And we just, everybody who worked there, because there's, you know what I'm saying, there's people trying to get money. There's people working there. Everybody just made the factory go. Just like a job today. If you work at a job, it's jobs where you don't even know, but somebody got to do the job. And it's hard to keep the machine going. America look like a machine. Like, it's like a machine. Don't give a fuck about who in there. It just got to run the machine. And they know. It's not even like a community. Like, it's not even together. Like, it's just like, everybody want to do it. You hear me? Especially the people at top. They controlling all that shit. They trying to. It's just what. Because what they trying to do, if you think of America as a machine, and if somebody put you in a piece, like you a piece, and you perfectly in the middle of something, that spin, and once you spin, the other one spin, and the other one spin, like that. If you look at it like that, all you gotta do is, and you realize, and you can move out of place, and you just move out of place, the machine just gonna start messing up. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you the individual, if you just do what you gotta do, the machine ain't gonna last. Like, the machine ain't gonna last. It's just gonna break down. And then you got a bunch of rare pieces who can assemble. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even just about going out of place. It's about stepping out of place and trying to assemble into the right place. You know, it's just about reassembling the machine. You know what I'm saying? We gotta reassemble the machine, but some people ain't looking. Some people ain't trying to. I don't know why, but we good though. We gonna be okay because good always come together at the last minute and always win. You know what I'm saying? Because good things ain't trying to get come together all day and take over something. Only bad things are, they come together and they take over. You know what I'm saying? But good always come together and always win. Y'all be smooth, man. Tell me what y'all think about this, man. Carter Slay, once again, go check out that First Class Records line. First Class Records, Rats and Rains on YouTube. Highway Part 3 coming up soon. Like, it's dropping later on today. Scotty P, Illuminati Scotty. You know what I'm saying? Valerie White. That's my clothing line. Check me out on Amazon. Like, Google my name on Amazon. Julian Hager, J-U-L-I-E-N-H-A-Y-G-O-D. You can get more of my short stories. You know what I'm saying? More first class, going digital, coming soon. Yeah, like, you working, man. Like, but tell me what y'all think about anything, man. Like, what's up?